Drive about an hour east of Charlotte and you'll find yourself in the town of Mount Gilead, sharing the road with farm tractors. Its history is like a lot of towns in the Piedmont. Cotton was king in the 19th and early 20th centuries, and for much of the 20th century, Mount Gilead was a mill town. Now those mills are gone. But nearby, there's the Town Creek Indian Mound.
Town Creek is the only state historic site that deals with American Indian history.
This is my tour guide, Rich Thompson. He also manages the place.
This site was nearly lost to agriculture. A lot of these village sites, large habitation sites, were in great places to farm. So when the Europeans came over and they were looking for places to garden and whatnot, these were the places they chose.
North Carolina has a rich history of Native American settlements, like the Cherokee, Lumbee, and Catawba. In the case of Town Creek, it's a group identified as the PD culture, not to be confused with the PD tribe in South Carolina. The mound rises about 15 feet above the ground. Thompson says the PDs built four structures here, beginning when they first moved to the area 1,000 years ago.
And what they would do when a building collapsed is they would just build on top of it. They'd pile dirt on top, build a new hut. It would stand for a period of time until it collapsed. You'd bury that building and you'd keep repeating, so your mound would grow over time.
What stands today is a mostly reconstructed mound. Inside the ceremonial center, at the top of the mound, logs are piled up in the center. On the four walls of the hut, there's a picture of a beaver, a deer, a bear, and a wolf, representing the clans within the tribe. Political and religious leaders from the clans would gather and sit on their sides of the hut. Archaeologists from UNC Chapel Hill found more than 150 human burials here. There are two other reconstructed structures on the property. One of them is a burial hut that includes an interactive exhibit, with mannequins talking about the burial process.
Outside the burial hut, feasts were prepared for the living, and a wake went on.
But in reality, that was home. This is where the people lived, ate, laughed, died, everything in these structures, and they just happened to bury their dead essentially in the living room with them. And you're putting it in the safest place in the world that you know.
It's a culture that a lot of people don't realize.
Like Renee Tarquinio of the coastal town of Calabash.
I've never even heard of the Town Creek Indian Mound. I didn't know what tribe that was. I had never heard of the PD. So I think it's just interesting to know our culture and where, you know, how we all evolved in the history of North Carolina.
My tour guide, Rich Thompson, says he wants archaeologists to come back. Artifacts have been found just a few feet outside of the main site. He says he's currently working to find the funding to bring back archaeologists from UNC Chapel Hill.